This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Sal Capaccio.
I make a special capaccio for you, right?
Oh, yes. Now that sounds really good.
Oh, you like?
Hey, get away! Get away from my wife with that!
What's the matter, carpaccio, no good?
What? What do you do now?
They don't like a carpaccio.
They like carpaccio.
Oh. On WGR.
I make a capaccio for you.
Sports Radio 550.
Correction, correction, correction. Treylon Burks is the 22 draft. And the next year, 23, the four guys in a row, Jordan Addison is the fourth guy.
Oh,
Burks
okay.
was the year before.
All right.
Sorry about that.
What number pick, what do you have it there? What, was he like mid? I feel like he was mid-round. Because what I just said to you off the air as the 18. Segment was starting was I think Burks might have been the first one, and then the other guys, I was connecting these two drafts together here, and then those other guys all went around the Bills pick because we were, of course, you know, occupying the wide receiver train even back then.
He was the 18th pick.
Different draft, right.
Of 22, right. But he was the sixth receiver taken.
Oh, wow. Right.
Already.
Right.
That year.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Jameson Williams, Jahan Dotson, Treylon Burks. And who did I – oh, Drake London put on top of that list. He was the first at 108. So,
all right.
Yeah, there have been a lot of receivers in the first round. The Bills have not been one to partake. Keon Coleman, first pick of round two. Kincaid, first round pick as well. It's close as they've come. Okay, Sal Capaccio with us now on the West Her Hotline. First day in pads for the Bills, but a lot of guys weren't out there, Sal.
Yeah, hi, guys. And by the way, that 2022 season, not drafted, Justin Ross. And he apparently has worked out for the Bills, from what I'm reading, just so you guys know.
Oh, really? He was with Kansas City originally, mm-hmm. right?
Yep, exactly. Several reports now coming out. As I'm just getting on with you guys, according to the Transaction Wire, Justin Ross has worked out for the Bills. So, obviously, I would say this is maybe more to do with the bodies right now, but, you know, it's notable because it's a notable name. But, yeah, Elijah Moore has soreness. Caden Prather has a hamstring injury. Tyrell Shavers has a foot injury. Curtis Samuel has a hamstring injury. You're four receivers down. I mean, you can't have the same guys running all the reps all the time, you know. So a chance. And then Laviska Shenault just came back. So, you know, how much is he doing? So a lot of the guys out right now, and that includes those receivers. And then there's some more – you know, notable names. You want me to go through them real quick here. Here's who missed practice today. Let's see. Dawson Knox was activated, but he was still missing practice today. Dorian Williams still out. Cedric Van Pran Granger, Terrell Bernard, Dalton Kincaid with knee soreness. Tyler Bass missed practice today, and Spencer Brown is still out.
Right. Of all of those, we opened the show today, and like Mike sort of asked, well, didn't sort of, he directly asked, did you rank these injuries by your level of concern? And I was like, no, not really, but no, wait, actually, let me admit that Kincaid is the one that scared me. So, like, I would have to say that's the one that, because it sounds like the same sort of thing, and it's just knee soreness. He didn't, you know, it's not a pull or, nothing serious, but it's just soreness, and it's only, you know, what, four practices into camp. I don't know. I'm a little worried about seeing that one this early on the list.
I would answer the same way. That would be mine as well. I think any time that you're talking about a player who had the knee injuries he had last year, the knee issues he had last year, and did not quite, you know, get to the level they wanted last year, get bigger, get stronger, all those kinds of things, and then suddenly you're talking about that, that's a concern. You know, Sean McDermott brought up a play, and I think he was talking about Kincaid, so I didn't know if he meant that Kincaid kind of got banged up on this play, but I was watching it yesterday. It was very scary. And I mentioned it on the morning show this morning, too, because it's so notable to me. Yesterday during practice, Dalton Kincaid was waiting for a ball to come down. He was kind of like near the sideline. It was maybe about 15, 20 yards downfield. He's waiting for a ball to come down, and as he's waiting for it there, because it was right near the sideline, he's just kind of like, gingerly getting. I'm sorry. My microphone. Sorry, guys. My microphone. I'm having a little issue here. Sorry. There we go. You guys got me
yep,
now.
We
sorry
got
about
you.
That.
Yep.
Okay. Oop. If that happens again, I might have to go conventional here, just so you know. All right. So Kincaid's waiting for the ball, and then Matt Milano is literally like running towards him from his linebacker spot, trailing kind of because he's in the front. Cole Bishop's coming from behind him. All three. We're talking Bishop, Milano, and Kincaid just kind of all collided pretty hard.
Did you tell the story with Nate Geary yesterday during his special Sunday coverage of training camp? Because I'm thinking, I heard all this. Where did I hear all this? I wasn't listening this morning. It was yesterday with Nate. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
That's exactly where I heard it or said it. And anyway, they were down. Matt Milano, actually. Milano was down for a very brief moment, and then he got up, and he walked over to, a couple of trainers like, yeah, I'm good. Well, anyway, McDermott brought that play up today, and I think he was bringing up when they were talking about Kincaid, and I just wonder if maybe he got a little banged up on that play.
Mm-hmm. Elena Getzenberg reports that not only Justin Ross, but Willie Snead is or was in for a tryout. Hmm. How much do you know about what the calculus is with these kinds of things? So, sure, they don't want to go through a practice when they're down, four receivers? Or two or whatever the the breaking point would be there. You want to be able to run your practice. But guys who are, they haven't signed these players or Deion Kane Deion Kane
got signed, yeah.
Like, right. I'm trying to think of what would go through a guy like Willie Snead's mind. You know, like he's been a veteran. He's kind of on his way out of the league. Is it worth it for me to go there one day? I mean, I want to think just logically it says something about the severity of the injuries. But maybe it doesn't. And the sense I get on Elijah Moore and these other guys is they're, probably not long-term or anything like that. So I just wonder how the team decides basically on how many bodies they think they need for a given day or week.
Well, I think, first of all, there's a lot here to get on. So number one, how many did they decide? There's always a practice plan. There's always reps in place. How many guys we need to run these reps? How many special teams reps these guys take in? We're doing different special teams periods. They're going to be over here. They're going to be over there. Are we running, third down periods? Are we running two-minute offense, right? I mean, like, there's a plan, and then you're going to need guys out there. So you want to go that route. That's number one. Number two is, from the Bills' perspective, from any perspective, and I think we've talked about this before, guys, you always have to remember, when guys come in for workouts, it's not necessarily always because they're looking for a guy at that position. It's to get a little bit of a little bio on the guy in case you need something later down the road. Mm-hmm. Now, if you get to week eight, so you might bring in a defensive tackle right now for a workout. You might not need a defensive tackle at all. I always get, people say, oh, my God, what's going on? Someone must be hurt. Well, no, it's because if you get to week eight and you need a defensive tackle, you got that guy that you just worked out, 10 weeks ago. So instead of bringing him in and not knowing anything about him, at least you have, hey, we knew he was ready to go. He knows the system. We've talked with him. You're really kind of just doing a lot of
background
reconnaissance. Yeah. And intel on a guy to be able to go get him if you need him a little bit later. That's another thing that you do. Mike, I can't answer you what the player thinks. I think everybody's different, right? I mean, look at David White. Did you guys see over the weekend? David White signed with the Bills. He had been with the Bills for briefly, I think, maybe in the summer. But anyway, David White Jr. signs with the Bills. He practices one day, And then the next day he's not out there, and then we find out he retired. You know, I mean, like, you never know. Do they want to play? Do they not want to play? A guy like Willie Snead may say, I really want to play. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he thinks there's an opportunity here. Maybe he thinks it's just my chance to start making some connections back in the league because I want to hook on with another team. So, you know, every player would be different in that regard.
We've got 14 receivers right now listed on the depth chart. That includes the recently signed Deion Kane. And four of them missed practice today. And that doesn't even include Chenault, who you made the right point about. He's just getting back, so how much could you really expect him to be doing on day one? And it's the day pads are going on. So they might have been down five receivers today, effectively. Yeah. Sure. Do they have enough guys? Probably. But you also probably don't want Shakir and Coleman and Palmer, you know, your top three guys doing more than they would normally be doing, right, because of the injury. So you want to have just really placeholders, and that's maybe where guys like this come in.
Yeah, you don't want to, you know, when you look up, you're not going to necessarily see Shane Buechele throwing to Khalil Shakir and Keon Coleman, right? And if that has to happen, that's extra reps that those guys don't necessarily need, don't want them to take, and that's an extra, you know, risk of them being injured in a situation where maybe you weren't going to put them. And then what are you doing with their bodies as well? Elijah Moore is general soreness. I don't know what that means, right? He left yesterday and he missed today. Great news on Tyrell Shavers, by the way, because I'm telling you, it was right in front of me and it looked bad. I mean, he caught a one-handed touchdown catch with Max Harrison on him. And Harrison, even when I was watching live, I said, man, maybe he should have let go a little quicker. You know, it's one of those deals where a guy catches it and the defender's just, even though he knows he got beat, he still wants to kind of get the ball out of there. You know what I mean? At the very end. And he just did. It was just maybe a beat too long, I would say. And when Shavers came down, I saw him like just land awkwardly. I went, oh, and then immediately he dropped down. He grabbed his right ankle, grabbed his right foot. Athletic trainers came out. Now, Max Harrison, to his credit, he came right over to him. He was the first one there. He was talking to him. The rest of the team came over. We found out last night through Elena Getzberg of ESPN. She reported it, and then Sean McDermott backed that up today by saying basically that he's going to be fine. And, you know, he's just he should be back in a couple of days, basically, is what he said, which is great news. It did not look good.
Right. While we're on the receiver core, I know, go figure, we're talking about receivers on WGR.
Hey, that's the news.
Hey, shoe fits. It sounded like Coleman had himself a day yesterday. I don't know about today. You can tell us about today. But maybe a light starting to go on more brightly there.
Yeah, good day today. I thought really good day yesterday. Nothing today to – actually, today, you know – it was a really good rep, one-on-one rep between him and Max Harrison today. And they were doing one-on-ones. And he just did a little stutter step in the line. And then he tried to take off down the sideline, left sideline from Josh. Josh puts it up. Keon, I thought, had a little step on him. But Josh didn't lay it out in front of him. What he did was he put it to a spot where, okay, Max Harrison's smaller. Keon's going to go up and get this, right? It wasn't like you run under it. It was more like, I'm just going to make it so you could just reach up and grab it. Well, as that's happening, he has to kind of just slow down subtly, and Max was beat a little bit, so Max kept going, and he kind of passed Keon, and Keon was able to just grab it at the high point there. And I think it was a good learning experience for the rookie too, right? You know what I mean? Like, he kind of just, he wasn't in great position. It was okay, but he was already beat a little bit. But man, it was really nice to see a pretty football play between Josh and Keon right there. That was real, I think, understanding of what both wanted. And that's what you want to see from Keon Coleman. That's what we're starting to see, I think, from Keon Coleman out here with Josh Allen. To me, a lot of it's just really the timing with Keon Coleman and Josh Allen. That's just the kind of receiver he is. He's got to be able to run his routes to a spot where Josh Allen knows he is. He can't be indecisive there. He's got to do it right. He's got to be, you know, pretty precise. And I think I'm starting to see that more out here.
With Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, 14 receivers, some banged up, plus a couple more in for tryouts. Of course, you don't need any receivers when Christian Benford is playing, apparently, by what you've been reporting. He just basically makes all your receivers irrelevant.
Yeah, he was just fantastic today, guys. And sometimes, you know, when we do this, I'm sure you guys might be the same way. You think, like, you go watch something, you're like, man, am I seeing this right? Is he that good? And I'm checking my colleagues, like, he's having a great day, right? Like, you guys aren't seeing something where he's getting beat where I'm not seeing it, and everybody was just raving about him. And I included several tweets from other media members in my story today just to exemplify that and show examples of how he really was terrific today. And you know what I wrote was that he's locked up for the next 5 years. He was locking down today is what he was doing. I mean, these guys, they were not able to really do much. I mean, it wasn't every single time that he, you know, made every play in a one-on-one. He was out there a lot. And there was one time where him and KJ Hamler, they got into it and really into each other's face, or neck to neck, or face to face, or yelling at each other. I can't remember who won the rep. Like, it was just crazy. And so KJ Hamler's calling him out. He wants him again, but it wasn't his, it was Taryn. And then sure enough, they came back around and KJ actually did win the next rep, but it was more like a really short route, you know, and I don't put it necessarily on Christian getting beat. It was just a really short kind of pass right there. That was really the only time I saw him get beat. Otherwise, Khalil did have a ball where it got him. He got to him. He had it. And Christian just stayed right with it and ripped it out before he got to the ground. And then after that, besides that, it was Lockdown City. I mean, Lockdown City. He just was all over everybody. And, man, I'm looking at the numbers on the extension today. I wrote about this. 4 years, $69 million. That's an average of $17.25 million a year. Guys, that number isn't even kicking in really until next year. I mean, it is part of the deal, right? It is. I get it. But that's the four-year extension. That's not even the fifth year. He has 5 years, really, because he's under contract this year. So you'd really kind of lower that thinking about it. And yet that is already only 19th in the entire league for corners.
Yeah, that might be an incredible bargain.
Incredible.
If he's going to play at the level where he's getting maybe all pro consideration, which I don't think he's all the way there yet, but it seems like he's knocking on the door. He's getting mentioned as a top corner in the league.
What I like about Benford is, like, you see in the offseason especially, you see these rankings, and there was one that got some attention that he was not on, like a top 10 list or something, or even more. And, you know, Bills fans can get rattled by that, get upset about that. What I like about what PFF does, for one, is they don't care when you were drafted. They're just grading plays individually. And I think many of these sort of mass media kind of rankings can't escape from the draft status. Like, that's always there. You're always a seventh round pick. Tom Brady at quarterback.
Or sixth in the case of Benford. But anyway.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm thinking Brady also sixth. It took him multiple Super Bowls before people were all in agreement that he's actually good.
Right.
You know,
I mean, not just managing the game. It's not Belichick. It's this guy is great.
Yeah, and an Elam will get other chances. He's already in Dallas, and the Bills have moved on from him. I just feel like the grading process, it's not always perfect, but it's going to be objective.
Yeah.
And other times, Benford might still, you know, in other cases, live it not in his contract anymore. The Bills believe, but live in the shadows of his draft status.
Well, the way I like to look at Christian Benford and what he's putting together for a career, first of all, I want to also mention he's only 24 years old, by the way. Right? I mean, he's not even going to be 25 till September when the season starts. He's still a very young player in this league. The way I like to look at Christian Benford is I think he truly is, and we say this about guys, I think Cole Bishop can fit this for the Buffalo Bills. But we say this about guys, and sometimes you can say it in a lot of different ways. It's like, yeah, okay, it makes sense because he's playing good for them. But truly, he is like the perfect fit for what the Bills want to do. You know, I mean, you could put him in a lot of different places, and he might be really good. I don't think he's as good as he is here because of what they're asking him to do, what they want him to do, the type of system they run. He was a zone corner in Villanova. It's a big reason he won the job early over Kyer Elam, who that's not what he played, and how much we talked about that. And people would say, well, why'd they draft Kyer Elam? Well, if you're a good enough corner, you should be able to a lot of times transition.
Traits.
Right? And exactly, and that didn't happen. But this kid didn't have to do that as much, right? So he walks in, he has that ability, has that knowledge base. He's a hard worker, we know that. He's super quiet. We know they love him off the field, everything about him, everything about his story, where he came from, how he had to grind to get to where he is. Right, but I mean, I really believe he's just the real, real perfect fit for what Sean McDermott looks for in corners. He's just the right physicality. He's just the right, you know, size, zone defense. I think all of that just checks all those boxes.
Is the box for best of training camp today going to be checked by all of this about Benford, Sal? Because I'll just read the sponsor. We can keep moving.
Sure. I would say he was the best of training camp today, Christian Benford.
That was brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Get a Northtown Engine Shield engine protection warranty on new and used vehicles. The pads came on today. Did you learn anything different from what you've been watching the previous four or five practices?
Anything different? Yeah, the O-line and D-line really wanted to get after each other in one-on-ones. I mean, that was I was watching it. I love that, man. I love watching it. I mean, Aaron Cromer was fired up to start the drill. I mean, he was getting ready, like, and the D-line coaches were getting ready, and you get those coaches like they're getting snarly, right? Because they're ready for one-on-ones with their group. And anyway, they get over there and we watch the players, and it was so funny. Like, there was some, I would say the O-line did a really good job on the defense, mostly. A couple of defenders got in, you know, here or there for a couple of nice rushes, but you could hear guys talking. In fact, I remember at one point someone yelling, "Pads are on now, pads are on now." Like, yeah, you're not cutting bass because we don't have pads on now, dude, right? Like, remember we talk all a lot about that. Yep. That's why I say I don't evaluate O-line and D-line until pads. So, you know, you could hear people saying that. The chirping that went on, that was great. That's what I learned. They were itching to get after it, and they did. And then something I didn't have to learn, but it just confirmed my priors. I have been coming on here telling you guys about Matt Milano, mm-hmm. and he was awesome today.
I was waiting
Matt
to mention
Milano
him. Yep.
Was awesome today, and I'm telling you, if this guy stays healthy, look out for Matt Milano to be amongst one of the better linebackers in the league again.
I saw a clip of him corralling KJ Hamler on like a little swing or maybe even a wide receiver screen. I'm not sure what it was. But, man, he just got there in a second. Yep. And I also thought Cole Bishop did a really good job at the point of attack on that play. I don't know if you're familiar with the clip I'm talking about, but he sheds a block from, I think it was Jalen Virgil, who was on him, and just is right there. If Milano doesn't show up to make that hit on Hamler, I think Bishop is right there to do the same thing.
That doesn't surprise me, because Cole Bishop has really, I think, started to grow here over the last few days. And Sean McDermott was asked today about Cole Bishop, and you know, Sean will generally praises all his players, right? This is what you do, and you're a head coach, and you know, he'll tell you sometimes, oh yeah, working really hard like everybody, and you know, wants this or that back. But like, how definitive Sean was about Cole Bishop today when he talked about his progress and how he looks should be encouraging to everybody. Like, I could see it. Like, I'm not noticing him a lot, and that's a good thing. You know what I mean? And he's around the ball and he's making plays, but you don't see him where you're like, oh, where was Cole Bishop there? And why did that happen? And how did that guy beat him? But Milano has been just fantastic out here. And it's great to watch. I think Matt Milano he's been a really great Bill. You know, I mean, he has a decade in this league, essentially close to it now. He's getting close to a decade, 9 years, right? This will be 9 years for him. This is his ninth year. Came in with Dion and Trey, and you think about that draft class, they're all here again, right? Matt Milano and Tre'Davious White and Dion Dawkins, and they come in with Sean McDermott, and you know, all these guys. Dion just got rewarded with a contract extension. Trey White might be the starter week one, and here's Matt Milano. I mean, that's pretty amazing to think about.
It is. What's the schedule for the rest of the week?
Yeah, tomorrow, 9:45 a.m. again, and then the team will have a day off on Wednesday. They'll come back on Thursday for another 9:45 a.m. practice, and then Friday's back in Orchard Park for the return of the red and the blue, the annual scrimmage, or open practice, I should say.
Right. The Hall of Fame game Thursday night, Chargers-Lions, and the Bills preseason opener is next Saturday afternoon, the 9th. All right, Sal, thanks for your time.
You got it, guys. Have a good one.
All right, that's our man Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline and his coverage, our coverage, of training camp at St. John Fisher University is brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your Upstate Honda dealer today.
2017 draft, Sal was talking about that. Trey White, Dawkins, Milano, Trubisky.
Righto.
As well. Leonard Fournette was here. He was the fourth pick in that draft. Not in the league at the moment. O.J. Howard.
We'll always have O.J. Howard.
Corey Davis. Cup of coffee.
Yep.
A report that they were interested in Corey Davis last year, and then, nope, he's retiring.
Yep.
That's a drip of coffee. That's not even a cup of coffee. That's a sip of coffee. Corey Davis. 803-0550, talked about Christian Benford. We'll do a little bit more of that. The injuries have piled up. What does it mean for Dalton Kincaid and the others. We'll talk about this as we continue. After the update, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I want to see nasty, physical football, but I don't want to see a disrespect for a man's career and dirty football. That's not how we play in Buffalo. So we painted a pretty clear picture this morning of what that looks like for the new players in particular. So that nastiness has got to be developed here. Can't be at the expense of someone's career. So clean, but physical.
Bills into double digits of players already missing time. See what tomorrow brings. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Maybe you've been out at St. John Fisher. Have an observation you want to share with us? Let's go. 803-0550 is the number. We're talking to Sal Capaccio about Christian Benford, who was, he says, great at camp today and maybe so far. And that's not surprising or anything like that. But I'm looking at the schedule. So the Bills have not done a lot of shadow coverage. And, you know, Benford only fairly recently rose to the level of somebody that you might think about for that, you know? Somebody that would travel with certain receivers. You know, it's a philosophical thing, but you also have to have the guys that would make that worthwhile.
Right.
It's an interesting schedule for teams and their wide receiver one. And this could also make you envious of these other teams at wide receiver, but it's not meant to in this case. If it happens, it happens. The Ravens are really not that team.
Zay Flowers is the first guy I would think of after a tight end, but Andrews is even maybe going the wrong way at this point. I don't even know if that's too early to say that, but Flowers is the guy I think of when I think of the Ravens.
Yeah, I think of them as having just not the kind of team that you would think this way about. I mean, that's Bateman hurt the Bills in the playoffs, likely hurt the Bills in the playoffs. Andrews would have if he didn't fumble and drop the game-tying pass. So they have a few options there that are close enough, I think, where you wouldn't think about any team wouldn't think about traveling.
Right, differentiating one from the other. We're just going to play our guys. Yeah, right.
Week two, Garrett Wilson, absolutely. Benford, get to know Garrett Wilson. Who even is the next guy on the Jets list? Maybe it's Josh Reynolds at this point. Week three is Miami. And that's, you know, so far, at the moment, that's the usual scene with Tyreek right. Hill and Jalen Waddle.
And the Bills have done. I don't know. Well, again, we're pretty new. Like, last year would have been the first year I think you would have started even thinking about having Benford travel. However they've played, the Dolphins has, like, keep doing it. They've done a great job on Hill. Hill hasn't had a big game against them since he left Kansas City. So that's a team that has two guys that I think you could – maybe that's why you wouldn't say I'm going to have you travel, because either guy of those top two I think are worthy of that. So whichever one you're got your best guy on, I think that's the best you can do. You know what I mean? Like I don't even – I don't know that it's time to – prioritize Waddle over Hill yet, but we might be getting there age-wise. But either way, there's two guys that are, to me, pretty equal that sort of eliminates the need to travel a little bit to me,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Yeah, you're right. For the Dolphins, Hill in the regular season has not done a lot. Didn't he have, I think the playoff game was pretty good. 7 for 69. So nothing incredible. Man, look at him against the Bills, though, for the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Yeah.
9 for 172.
Yeah, no thanks.
In the AFC Championship, the first one, and then 11 for 150 and one in 13 seconds. The big touchdown mm-hmm. before.
The Gabe Davis touchdown before the final field goal to tie it.
Right. Week four is New Orleans. That's Chris Olave. I think he's clearly their number one. 5 is New England. And it sounds like Diggs is ready.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Already. Like, he's yep. back. I don't know if he, I mean, commands a
yeah, no,
lockdown corner
I don't,
like that.
I
but.
Don't. I doubt that they. I would almost. Well, I shouldn't say I expect him to play the slot. I thought he'd play the slot a lot in Houston last year. I don't know about in New England where they play. But I think he's going to play. I would be surprised if you did anything special defensively against mm-hmm. that receiving core.
Week 6, Atlanta is Drake London. That's it. Again, like Olave, or like Garrett Wilson even, I would
just
say.
Just the guy, yeah.
Definitely their number one. Bye week, and then Carolina, and that's probably Tet McMillan. Especially by then. You know, week 8,
yep.
he's the 8th overall pick.
Other than that, what is it, Adam Thielen?
Adam Thielen, Jalen Coker, Leggett from the mm-hmm. Coleman draft, the pick before Coleman. Kansas City...
It's probably Rashee Rice back from suspension, I would think.
Yeah, worthy. We know what they're about. Miami again. Tampa. Tampa's deep.
I would prioritize Rice over Worthy myself, assuming everyone's healthy. Like, I think that's the scarier player to me.
I think so too. I guess Worthy is deep balls.
Right.
You know.
Not volume, necessarily. I think Rice would be the more... Like, if I'm thinking somebody in this game is going to get 14 targets, my money would be on Rice.
Oof. Man, does Kansas City want to play like that anymore? We should hope that they don't. They haven't. Tampa is deep with still Evans and Godwin. Ibuka, rookie, is rising up in fantasy because of the Godwin
yep.
status. He's not ready to participate in camp yet. Houston is Nico Collins. I mean, that's a... They're getting... A lot of the big shots, not all of them, not Jefferson or, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Whoever, CD Lamb, but... We got to Nico Collins here. He's a first-round fantasy pick. Pittsburgh is Metcalf, not a first-round fantasy pick, but he's been close to that in his career. And I think he, again, is one of these where he's clearly that team's number one guy, Pittsburgh. Chase and Higgins after that. New England again. The Browns, I guess that's Judy. Yeah. It's a long ways off.
Right.
And
the Eagles have got two guys.
Then Philadelphia, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. So the Bills are going to see a lot of the NFL's best receivers. I mean, they're going to play. How many is it now? 17 games?
Yeah.
So, you know, you'd think that they would see some.
Right.
I wonder just, like, how that compares. We talk about this kind of thing. People talk about this kind of thing with quarterbacks a lot. What's your opponent quarterback schedule look like?
Right.
But just thinking, when Benford came up, like, what exactly he's in for this year, whether he ends up shadowing or not. But he's legit good. I don't think there's any question about that.
What a great story. I mean, you know, that draft cuts both ways because the first-round pick obviously is long gone now in Kyer Elam, but sixth-round pick to show up and just win the job and ascend to the stat. You know, he's, to me, right on the edge of – not, you know, he's knocking on the door of being in the top tier of guys. And we'll see. Maybe this is a year. Like, sometimes that can be a bit of a process, right? And you were, I think, very right to point out his draft status being, whether it's factored into an actual formula or not, it's knowledge. It's something people know about the player, and it can be hard to sort of divorce yourself of it, even as you're trying to objectively rank players by whatever metrics you're using. But he's one of the best guys in the league, and he's being paid. What does Sal say? He's 19th in the league right now, annual average value on the contract. And that's not even factoring in the bargain he is for even this year still, before the extension kicks in next year. So really, just great story and super valuable piece on the defense. To have him at the number they have him at moving forward, assuming he stays like as a top 10 corner in the league even, man, I think you're getting a great deal there.
Should have mentioned with the Bengals, Jermaine Burton and that beach towel.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I still haven't seen that. I haven't found my way to that.
The guy is wearing a beach towel in the back of his pants in camp.
You think that would be a drag aerodynamically? Like, you know,
I don't see how it makes any sense at all. Like, why would you want that?
You don't want that.
I mean, the short towel in the front to dry your hands off, if you even need that, because you probably have the $1,000 gloves on. If you even still need that, but at least that, you know,
it's a look.
That makes some sense. It's a little bit of a look.
Swag.
But the beach towel, I mean, he's lucky he doesn't trip over it on this thing.
Yeah, I'm watching it now. That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
What does he need that for?
It's like a long animal tail. Like, what are you doing?
Jermaine Burton.
I don't know.
You know what he's doing? He's dancing to the beat of his own drum. That's what he's doing.
I suppose.
By wearing a towel in the back.
Is that at least a league-approved sponsor on the towel?
I can't
tell what's on there. It might be the sports drink. I can't tell for sure. Maybe little Bengals logos. I don't know. Okay.
Talked to Connor Rogers earlier from NBC about the Jets and the AFC East. It's been a popular topic of ours for a while. What do you think this year? 803-0550 to weigh in. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.